Welcome to Opportunity Knocks. I can't believe I'm saying this. Episode number 12. This is a special one, too. We're in the Sprinter. I drove it to Boca Raton to one of my best friends' gym, Johnny O. And Johnny O owns Johnny O Gym. Let me give you the backstory about this guy. So when you talk about a big heart, a family man, I mean, this guy checks every box, right? And I've always looked up to him. I've always kind of seen him as a big brother to me. And, you know, about 4 years ago, and he'll go into the details, but about 4 years ago, he opened up, maybe a little longer than that, because right when COVID came, he opened this gym, and he's been in the, we'll learn about his background, but he opened a gym called Johnny O's Gym. This is like none other. I mean, you got to come and check it out. We'll put some B-roll and videos up so you can see it. But he opened this gym at the worst time. He kept a positive attitude. He always had a smile on his face. He grinded, and today it's unbelievable to see the success that he's had. But Johnny O, man, I'm so happy that you're here, my man.
I'm happy to be here, man. I'm excited. I'd do anything for you. You inspire me.
Thank you, man.
The other way around. Man, you inspire me.
Thank you so
much. And just want to mention, it's called Johnny O's Gymnasium. And the reason why I'm correcting you is with the gymnasium is it actually is a great story that you can ask me about.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to hear why the naming of why it
the
is.
The naming, brother.
Well, let's start off with that.
All right. So, great story.
Yeah.
So I've been in the fitness industry for parts of six decades. I started in the early 70s and I started training and competing. And in 1975, February of 75, I won a silver medal in the Junior Olympics for weightlifting. And so I've always, this has been my passion for my entire life. I followed, and I was a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger's before he could speak English. He, forget the accent, he could barely speak, but I was a big fan of his. I would go down to the bookstores. And I would wait for Muscle and Fitness to come out. I knew the day it would come out. I would take the bus down to the mall, and I'd wait for it, and I'd get that magazine just to read everything I could about him. And then fast forward several years, and I've done so much more with the fitness industry. I own a gym, actually, at this point, my first gym. I'm living outside of Boston.
How old are you at this time, John?
I am probably 36-ish, okay. Right in that range. And my wife at the time had a spa, and it was right up the street from the Kennedy compound. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was coming into the spa with his wife to get his hair cut. And I knew he was coming, and he knew I was coming and knew a little bit about me. And I was all excited. It was a Friday night that I got the news. Saturday morning, I was coming in to meet him. And I walk into the spa, all excited. There he is, and he says, hello, I understand you own a gymnasium. And I said, yes. And then I'm thinking, gymnasium? Man, I'm going to use that word. You know, it's cooler than gym. And Arnold said it. So I'm going to use this word. And from that point on, I always would say, people would say, what are you doing? Just left the gymnasium. What are you going? I'm going to the gymnasium. I went to the gymnasium earlier today. So I use that word all the time, and it became part of my vocabulary, regular vocabulary, because I work out every day. Now, fast forward again to 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, my partner, Joe Osborne, had come to me, actually even longer than this. He had come to me and said, look, I want to do a business with you. I want to do a gym with you. You know this fitness industry. I love how you talk about it and your passion. Let's do a gym together. So I said, fine, we will do that. And so we started looking. I said, Joe, I'm not going to do the gym unless we find the perfect location to do it. So it took a year or two, and I found this location. And I literally walked in it one day, and I looked around. And
it didn't look like this.
It didn't look like this at all. But I had a vision immediately.
Yes.
My vision was exactly what is involved, what you see in this gym right now. It's exactly. It's the murals. It's the music. It's the lights. It's the outside. It's the vibe, man. Yeah. It's the energy that we have in this gym. Yeah. And I immediately went to Joe, and I, because I said, Joe, I'm not doing it unless I find the right place. I went to Joe. I said, Joe, I want you to look at this place. And Joe, we set up a time. We walk into the facility together. He looks around, and he saw what I saw. And he said, you know, here's the funny part. A lot of people, when they're doing businesses, they'll get together and, you know, they'll make a call like I did to Joe. Come down and look at it. And they'll say, you know, it looks good. Go get me a 5-year projections. I want a profit and loss. I want this. Right. I want this. I want this. Joe looks at me.
Business plan, marketing plan.
They want everything. Yeah. Joe looks at me and says, let's go to the bank and open up an account. That was it. So that's what we did. We went down, we opened up an account, we put money in, and literally 3 months later is what you see in there. Now, during that 3 months, Joe said, listen, I've got two things that I am going to insist on. One, I want you to build this gym so that when you walk in every day, you're proud of what you see. And number two, I don't give a damn what you call it, but it has to have your name in it. Has to have Johnny O in there. And I started thinking of all these different names. And then it hit me one day. I said, Arnold. Johnny O's Gymnasium.
Yeah.
Arnold, my hero. The name I use every day because of him. And that's the name.
That awesome.
Johnny O's Gymnasium came from that. So
what a great story. That's unbelievable. So, you know, this podcast is called Opportunity Knocks. So the first opportunity that knocked was when Joe... You know, you approached Joe and you guys were talking and he said, I want to partner with you in this. I mean, that's an opportunity. A lot of people would say, he's just talking. You took action. You actually went looking. I mean, so that's one thing. Again, this podcast is to inspire, motivate, let people know that there's opportunity knocking at our door all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You took advantage of it.
Yeah.
That was one thing. So talk about how you built. What amazes me, Johnny, about this is, and by the way, on Saturdays, you've grown this now, this boot camp.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, it was, I think, 8-9 people, whatever. And I looked the other day, you have 30, 35? Yeah,
45.
45 people.
45 on our outdoor field.
And you know what it comes down to? And I hate to say this because you know I'm a Dolphin fan, but the Patriots and culture. And you know, although last year we'll skip, but how they built that franchise, you did the same thing here. This is culture. And it's from when you walk in. And you meet the girl at the front or the guy, and how they welcome you. It's just it's unbelievable what you did, and you know it's something to be really proud of. And I'd like to know, obviously, you know, dealing with adversity, you got the news of COVID when that was going on. How did you keep your mind right? Like, what did you was it that like because you know I mean obviously people aren't coming out and working out, and like how did you stay positive? How did you like?
Well, it's how we live, man. You know, and when we attack something, when we bring something on, we embrace it. If you're going to law school, you know you got 3 years, no messing around. You got to study, no partying. Let's get this done. Let's graduate. Let's pass the bar. You embrace it, okay? When you have a new course, if you're a personal trainer, you embrace the fact that I've got to do this for the next 3 weekends. And then you get longer things that you need to embrace. You get the news that you're having a child one day. Now you got a lifetime thing that you've got to embrace. Mm-hmm. And I embraced it. I embraced it. And when you do something you love to do and you have passion, it's not work, man.
Yeah.
You know what the trouble you have? The trouble that you have is going to sleep at night because all you want to do is get things going. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And it's funny how you brought this started this question. You said culture. You were the first one. You came in here. You knew what was going on, and we had discussed doing some things together, and you came in this gym for the first time after it was built, and you just looked around, and you said, what a culture you built. And you were the first one to say that, and that was just slightly over 4 years ago.
Wow, and that was back then. What it wasn't what it is now, but you just can feel it. You talked about the energy, the vibe, whatever it is, but you know, the music playing, the whole thing is just, it's hard to explain. You know, you have to kind of witness it and experience it.
So true. Yeah. It's so true. So what we do and what I like to do is we do marketing like everybody else. Mm-hmm. We get phone calls and we get people that will call and they'll say, what's the cost? And they have questions. I never want to give prices over the phone because you don't have any value to look at. You need to build the value. What better way of building value than walk in my front door, man, look around and take a look at what you see. And that's what we do. So when they come down and see the value that we have, and not only see the value, but feel the energy, see the vibe, this place is conducive to results. Yes. And that's what I set out to build. And man, we have it.
And you're doing it one client, or what do you call it? Is it a client?
Member.
One member at a time.
Yeah.
So you do it one member at a time. And proof of that is you're not afraid to put videos out there. I love them.
Yeah.
And you had one the other day that I don't remember the number. It might have been 347 or something workouts that he's done, or you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hunter,
who teaches class tonight at 5:30 p.m.
He's a beast. You know, Hunter and I, we did a boot camp together, right?
Yeah.
This is about 2 years ago. And I looked over, I'm like, he's in good shape, by the way. But remember, back in the day, Johnny, I ran a 4.7 8:40, right?
I've seen you on the field.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
But in my head, I still ran at 4.7 8:40. And I said, Hunter, let's go right now, you know, you and I. And I was embarrassed to say, because my daughter was there and she happened to see this and she goes, Dad, you got beat really bad. but you know what? He comes up to me, gives me a hand. It's a family environment. It's really, really cool to see how you built that. So what would you say? Obviously you could put music, you could have the murals, you could do these things that are there, but what does it really take to build culture? How do you get to that point? And if somebody's listening to this and they have a company, maybe it's a law firm, maybe it's this, what do you do to create that? Because it's not just the stuff around it. It's not the music and the, what is it?
Well, it's once you build it and the people come, they kind of feel what you did and how you worked it. Every piece of equipment, not only did I choose that piece of equipment, I sat in it. I didn't buy anything over on a telephone. I went to Knoxville, Tennessee, and bought most of my equipment by flying there one afternoon and leaving the next day and going through it. So it's buying the right equipment and explaining to the people what we have. We're not UFIT. We are not Planet Fitness. We're not $12 a month, but we have something they don't. We have the ability for the people that join to get the results. And when they walk in the door, I'll tell them flat out, you know, I'll say, look, don't join a gym because it's around the corner from you. Don't join a gym because of the price. Join a gym that you go to and try it, and you make the decision, where am I going to get the best results? Because let's face it, the only reason why you really want to join a gym, and should be the only reason, is to get results.
Sure.
And if you failed before, let me show you how we can make it successful.
Now, you're being humble, though, Johnny. That sounds great, and that's good. And I agree, you have great equipment in this. But the truth is, and I'll tell you this, because I've seen it, and I've witnessed it, and my daughter's witnessed it. They're my daughter's friends that come here. They say this. Everybody says the same thing. Johnny is he makes me feel so good. Like, he's so motivating. He's so, just that energy you bring. And it's not a fluff. You're real. You're authentic. Yeah. I mean, you bring it, and when you make these videos with your members, you could feel, you know. So I think that has a lot to do with the culture. That's something, you can have the best equipment, you can have the best whatever it is, but if you're missing that, which, by the way, you're not going to get that at any other gym, I promise you that, is that you really do care about them. And you and Alicia, both of you.
And the key word right there is care.
Yeah.
You have to care in whatever it is that you do. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, a plumber, anything you do, you have to care, because whatever it is that you do, you're not a trained actor. So people are going to know if you're bullshitting them or not.
Yep.
So be yourself. Show your passion and speak what's on your mind. And I care about people. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I want you to get results. And I tell everybody when they join, I say, I appreciate your business. And if you ever have anything that you want to talk about, if you hit that wall, if something's going on in your life that we can help you with, come see me. Here's my card. Here's my personal mobile number. I mean it. I want you to reach out. And that's what we do. we do care. And I think caring is a big part of that, Todd. I really do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
And you know, I've been, I have realized that I have a gift of motivating. I have a gift to communicate, and I use it properly. And everything that I do is to try and get the people results. But it does work. The other morning I was in here really early. I was really pumped. I was working out with somebody, and this girl came in that had just joined. It was her second day, and I had just met her. And I said, come over here. I want you to look around this gym. Look at this. There's somebody working out. Look at them working out. That person's with the trainer over there. That person's with the trainer. No one's messing around in here. You walk outside, there's 20 people outside in our turf, and they're all getting it. Where else are you going to see that? When you walk in here, you might not notice what I just pointed out to you, but you feel it, and you get excitement, and you get energy, and you get inspired by the people around you. And guess what? You'll be doing the same to those people as well. It's an inspirational gym that people like to be in. And I'm so happy that I can play a small part.
I love it, man. So you talked about results. So I want to hear from you. For anybody listening now, obviously there's not one secret that, that Johnny O knows it is, but what do you tell somebody that says, I want to get results? And obviously is it cardio? Is it diet? Is it what do you?
It's a combination of all the above, but in order to explain it properly, it's important for me to point out how they have failed, because most people coming to gyms have failed. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. Uh-huh. A lot of people have failed in their attempt to work out. And I let them know, I said, you know, people know how if the industry has failed you, not that the industry knows how to build gyms and how to sell membership. They know how to make it look really bright and inviting. And a lot of times what they're trying to do is sell very low memberships to get masses of people in here, because they know they're not going to use it. Uh-huh. And a lot of people bite on that because, you know, first, too many people think about price first.
Yep.
And it's not always about price. So what happens is when they think like that and look like that, and then we talk to them about why they failed and get them to tell us about it.
And what are some of the common reasons that you hear?
Same thing over and over. Well, we'll ask them. We'll say, and when they say it, they understand it better. When were you in the best shape of your life? And they'll tell me. How motivated are you right now to make this happen to you? Because we're not $10 a month. We're more. But you're going to get results. Tell me where you are with this. And if they say 6 or 7, I'll say, you know what? This might not be the gym for you. I take it away. Mm-hmm. I want people to come here to succeed. And that's why I'm here. That's why I wake up every morning. I want you to come in and succeed. So we talk about that. We talk about what their goals are. Sometimes they'll tell us, well, the best shape of my life was 4 years ago. My daughter was getting married, and I really wanted to look good at the wedding, and this is what I did. And they tell us things like this, and I'll say, okay, let's work off of that. Now, the other thing that I'm really big on is seeing results and seeing progress. What does that mean? I want you to physically see those results. Mm-hmm. If you start off and you're 19% body fat, and 60 days later we can show you that you're now down to 13%, that's a big deal. And how do we see progress? And like, for example, if you come in and you're doing the treadmill, there's 5 ways of measuring your success on the treadmill. There's speed, there's distance, there's calorie, there's incline, and there's distance. So you get 5 ways of measuring your success. You come in 2 days later and you want to do that same treadmill, then beat one. Mm-hmm. Beat one of those things that you wrote down.
See, you're big on
2 days ago.
Everything down.
Because it allows you to see your progress. Mm-hmm. Measures your progress. And it is so good, because that's what keeps you engaged. And we want you to keep engaged. And that's the reason that a lot of people can stay engaged. So we do it like that. We talk about goals. What are your goals? I want you to write down 5 goals that you have fitness-wise over the next 6 months. And they'll come in and they'll give me them. And we'll talk about how they're going to make those goals.
And is this for just people that have a personal trainer, or are you this for every member?
Anybody.
That's awesome.
Anybody, man.
Yeah.
My success is based on your success, man.
Yeah.
If you fail,
yeah.
you know, it doesn't do me any good. It doesn't do me any good. And some things, one thing that makes me really proud, I was out one time, and I think I was having a lunch or dinner by myself, so I was on my phone, and I had a new review, and I started looking at all the old reviews. And we got so many great reviews, and the people, the way they write about my staff and about the energy and about the people that are in here, it made me so proud to see.
And, amazing.
You know, so it's working, man. It's working.
So speaking of working, I'm sure you have a lot of success stories, case studies, people that, you know, have started with you, and then they've hit those goals that they put. Can you talk about any of those? Is there any, like, anyone that stands out that says, you know, there's somebody that 3 years ago they came here and they were a couch potato, and now they're, I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of case studies.
I got to tell you, there's so many.
That's amazing.
There's so many. I mean, recently I had somebody, I was talking to some people outside, and one of the members couldn't clearly see that I was, you know, explaining the gym, and they weren't members, they were in street clothes. And he came over and he said, I've been a member here for 1 month. And he said, this man and this place has changed my life. And I'm thinking, you're asking 2 years or 3 years. I have people that have 1 month stories, and there's no greater feeling.
That's the best.
There's
man.
No greater feeling. And, you know, it's if I can inspire, and I tell people, I go up to people every day and I say, what's your why? Why are you in here every day? I see you working here. You don't know this, but there's so many people in this gym right now that have come up to me and talked about you and how great you are, and they watch what you do. I know you don't see that, but I see it, and I want you to know that you inspire people. What gets you up? Mm-hmm. And I love hearing stories like that. And you know, it just tells us why they're here, what makes them successful, and oftentimes they talk about the gym, which is great.
That's great. So you connect well with them, and then training your staff to do that. That's probably the toughest, I'd imagine, challenge is you're very passionate, and when you hire somebody new that's just starting to work mm-hmm. with you, is it just, you know, do you have a playbook to them and say, hey, this is how you do this, or is it just you want to make sure you hire somebody that's got that passion?
Great question. And the answer is really simple. It's delegation, okay? Joe and I hired a great general manager, managing partner by the name of David Dixon. He handles all that. So the beauty, and no one knows this better than you, Todd.
Yeah.
When you have a good staff around you and you can delegate, it allows you to do other things.
Right.
I don't do, quite frankly, I don't do much with the staff anymore. We have an amazing staff, and what I do with the staff is thank them for how great a job they do. But David Dixon handles that.
Great answer.
Yeah.
That's good.
And he hires the right people.
Yeah.
You know, he manages his way, and it's working.
Good.
It's really working.
And, you know, the location, again, we'll put some video up so people can see how, because it's so unique. I mean, but you have a lot of room out here, and I've seen events you have here. So talk about some of the charity things and things that you do, because you do a lot in the community.
And we're grateful to have that opportunity. So we got approached a year ago by a group called, it's a nonprofit group, and their name is Thank You First Responders. And
Stan.
Yes. Is your man.
Yep.
How this revolves. So Stan, I met with you.
Yep.
He was working with you, and I don't have to tell you about Stan. You know him as good as me. He's a lovely guy,
such a good
passionate guy.
Yep.
And he's a guy that cares.
Yes.
And he came to me and he said, look, we've been working on this. We started this nonprofit 10 years ago. And we have been trying to get a day that was named for Thank You for Responding.
Yeah.
Recognizing.
Yeah.
There's days for everything now.
Yeah.
And they pushed with every administration. And he came to me and he said, this year, they finally, Biden's office signed an executive order naming October the 28th. First Responders Day, and every year thereafter. This past October 28th fell on a Saturday, and we collaborated Johnny O's Gymnasium, and thank you, first responders, on an amazing event to recognize first responders. And it was outstanding. So I have done other events, so we have the blueprint. It's relatively easy, especially when you get a group like Stan behind you. Mm-hmm. And we had food trucks on each end of the field. We had a DJ. We had two open bars. We had music. We had a stage. We had a guy that Stan knows that wrote a national anthem for first responders that came here and actually sang and performed the song here. And we open it up to everybody, and we've got young kids, and we have people that are, you know, in every age coming in, and they appreciate what we do. And so many of them came to us after and said, thank you for this. It's really such a good...
It feels good. Yeah.
And you don't realize just what these guys do.
That's right.
So it was a joy and a pleasure to be working with Thank You First Responders and the responders. And their turnout, man, it was unbelievable. It was just so much fun. And
are you going to do that again?
We're in the planning stages right now.
Great. I want to get this out for that, because the FBI, I have a really, really close friend in the FBI, and he said, Todd, I wish, because I was, maybe I gave him a week or 2 week notice. I mean, when I found out, I said, hey, you got to go. And he's like, man, next, please give me more notice. I'll get this out to everybody.
We have 500 people show.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, we have valet. We have a VIP entrance. We've got
500.
Yeah. They come out, baby. They come out.
So it sounds like this, I mean, obviously it's a gym and you do that for the nonprofit, but can somebody rent out? If a company wants to host, and can they rent this out?
Absolutely. We've done that many, many times. We've had a
birthday parties, maybe.
Yeah. And we have small events even where somebody will come out and they'll do an employee class, and we'll do, like, on a Friday night, we'll have 30 people from one company. And we'll have one or two of our trainers teach a group class to those people. And we do that a lot. I mean, we have 10,000 square feet covered by an awning. So it could be raining and we still have a party going on.
Amazing. So, you know, this is coming to an end. And I got to tell you, it went by real fast, Johnny.
Sure did.
Anytime I'm with you, man, I always have a smile on my face. I get inspired listening to you. And, you're making me want to go to the gym and work out now. I got to cancel my meeting that I have right now. But, Johnny, you're the best, man. How can people get in touch with the Johnny O Gymnasium? It's never going to get it right. How do they get in touch with you?
We're easy to find. You know, everyone
Instagram,
knows Google.
You're all over.
Yeah. You Google Johnny O's Gymnasium, we pop up. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook, Google. And
you got great videos. They have great content they put out there.
Yeah, and you can see some of the great people that come in here from, you know, I did a post the other day of a 7-year-old kid pushing his sled.
I saw that.
And his sister is pushing him. And you can't believe the intensity on these two kids. So we get people like that right up to pro athletes, Travis Kelce, the Puma International Track Team. We got them all.
Chris Carter.
He's in here in the mornings doing classes, friend of ours, and, you know, lovely guy, and he's a motivator, man. Imagine doing a class, and he's next year. I mean, don't get any better than that, my man.
That's right. Johnny, you're the best. I'm going to finish with this, because you talked about kids and the brother and this. Congratulations, man. Grandpa now
five times over.
Seemed like it's unbelievable how – and they're going to be gym rats, I have a feeling, or gymnasium rats.
They kind of already are, man. But little Kendall Casey Quiggle was born January 11th. I'm going to see you tomorrow morning. And, you know, Alicia and I are just overjoyed. Life is good, my man.
I love you, man. I love you so much. And thank you for taking the time and coming in, Sprinter, on Opportunity Knocks. Listen, you're the definition of this.
Oh,
you know,
please.
This is and
you are.
I love you, man.
You are. And I love you, my man.
Thank you, man. All right, so that's it for Opportunity Knocks. Again, Johnny O, go visit Johnny O's Gymnasium. I'll never say Johnny O's Gym again. I promise you that. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Johnny.
Pleasure to be here with you.
Great having you, man.
Thank you.
All right.